do any good now.
No. No. No.
Victim male. Age about 35. Hair brown. Eyes blue. Those are the cold, impersonal statistics set down in the police records, the official summing up of the sudden tragedy that struck just outside Medford Village last night. But the causes of tragedies are seldom sudden. They grow out of human frailties, and this case was no exception. Because I believe this story of death by violence is one of widespread interest, I'm going to turn back the pages of the calendar for a few days and introduce you to some of the principals in it. This is the house that Hal Johnson built about 10 years ago in Medford. It's just like thousands of other suburban houses, but it's home, and a happy one, to Ellen Johnson and Harold Jr. and little Barbara Ann and Hal Johnson, the Lord and Master. It doesn't just happen to be a happy home. It's that way because Hal, like the average American parent, works hard to keep it so. He's careful about the health of his children, and of the old man's too. It's not smart to have the breadwinner come down sick. And he's cautious about people getting hurt. Women will do the darndest things. A man has to lay down the law sometimes. But it's that growing boy that really keeps him hopping. Of course, you have to give a boy knives and tools, but you don't want him to cut an arm off. That knife is for fun, son, but you have to respect it. Always carve away from you. It's dangerous unless used properly. He's considerate of his fellow man, too. That's the way he was brought up. Give the other fellow a break. Live and let live. Hal plans for the future to the best of his ability. It takes some juggling of the figures to stretch the family budget for the most and wisest protection. And he may have to sacrifice some very desirable things. But even if he's not around to see it, his wife and kids will have security and education. But don't think that being a careful family man and a conscientious citizen keep Hal from having a good time. He's a crack shot, you know. Never fails to bring down his quota in season. And in keeping with his usual attitude toward things, his hunting manners are very good. His gun is always aimed where somebody isn't. Where there's a chance of a misfire, he eliminates that chance. A shotgun can be dangerous. If you're going to enjoy it and live, you have to respect it. Even though I've been building him up, I don't think Hal Johnson is a very unusual sort of a guy. He's just, well, the average American citizen and family man. The kind that are the backbone of the nation. I admire him and like him. I like his attitude. Until, that is, he gets behind the wheel of an automobile. At that point, he changes. He changes from a careful, considerate citizen to a menace. For some reason, when he has a ton and a half of moving steel driven by over 100 horsepower responding to his touch, his consideration for the other fellow disappears. He drives consistently at unsafe speed. Oh, he may be within the posted speed limit, just. But on a wet or slippery road, he has no real control over his car at 55. He's a confirmed bumper chaser. He'll stay right behind the car in front of him, so close that if anything should happen to the other fellow, neither of them would have a ghost of a chance. He doesn't seem to realize that at the speed he is traveling, his car has the same impact as if it were dropped from an 8-story building. In traffic, he's a weaver, pulling in and out of line. For what? To gain a few seconds? Or maybe to get a little thrill out of what he considers his driving skill and judgment? That little thrill is going to be purchased dearly one day at the price of torn, mutilated bodies and tragic, heartbroken families. That inevitable day when he doesn't quite make it back to the right lane in time. I said that Hal Johnson was an average American citizen. Well, the tragic part of it is that he's an average American driver, too. He would be righteously indignant if you told him that he was a dangerous driver. Why, he's been driving for 15 years and never had a bad accident. He would tell you that accidents are caused by drunken drivers or teenagers, always the other fellow. Of course, such offenders do take their toll. But the inescapable fact is that 85% of fatal automobile accidents are caused by the average driver. Solid citizens, nice people like Hal Johnson, like most of you in the audience. Last year, 32,000 of our fellow citizens, men, women, and children, met with sudden, horrible death at the hands of the careless driver. And that's not the whole story. More than 1 million were injured, many of them crippled for life, in 1 year. Well, I said I was going to turn the calendar back a few days. Now I'm going to turn it forward to last night. Hal and Ellen Johnson had been to the home of friends for dinner and a few hands of bridge afterward. They left for home about 9:30. No, there wasn't any drinking, just a few cokes. And it was still early. Nobody felt tired. There wasn't any hurry either. There was a sitter home with the children, but Hal knew the road like a book, and just from force of habit, he soon had the car rolling. They didn't think anything about it. They felt just as safe in that hurtling shell of steel as they had in their friend's living room. The family car is such a familiar thing. Just outside Medford, they overtook a truck. There's a long curve in the road there, but Hal figured on passing him in a matter of seconds. He pulled out and started to pass. Then suddenly, from around the curve, there were headlights in the windshield. Hal couldn't get back. The oncoming driver couldn't avoid the crash. It was over so quickly, in a flash. Hal ran back. He got the innocent driver, the victim, out of the wreck, still breathing. And then other cars stopped and the people came, and the state police took over. They were very calm and efficient, the police. They took care of everything. And there wasn't anything for Hal to do except to stand and wonder about the still figure under the blanket. Did he maybe have a home and a wife and 2 kids? And Hal prayed that he would live and be well again. And then?
I don't think the ambulance will do any good now.
No. No. No.
You'll have to come with me, mister.
Medford Beach last night. It's significant because something very like it happens every 5.5 minutes. On the streets and highways right across the country. Why must this go on? Why must more than 1 million people be killed or injured this year? Because of a stranger's carelessness, a friend's carelessness, or your own carelessness. These are the fruits of that attitude of driving at unsafe speed, of bumper chasing, following the car ahead too closely, of driving in the wrong lane, or trying to pass at the wrong time, of improper turning, of ignoring stop signs or beating the lights. It's a deadly weapon, far more deadly on the record than any gun. And yet, like a gun, if you want to use it, enjoy it, live and let live, you've got to respect that weapon under your hand. Driving laws are made to help you keep your...